from Washington, this is VOA. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. At least 36 people are dead. 40 inmates escaped after a prison break north of Baghdad. Iraq's Interior Ministry said 6 police officers and 30 prisoners were killed in a riot at Khalis prison. Other officials put the death toll much higher, with 12 policemen and at least 50 inmates dead. Officials say a fight broke out among the prisoners, and with guards tried to intervene, the inmates overpowered them. Some of the escapees were jailed on terrorism charges. Also in the Iraqi capital today, at least 7 people were killed and 14 others wounded in an attack targeting Shia pilgrims. The French news agency AFP reports the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both. Airstrikes from Saudi-led coalition warplanes pummeled the Sa'ada province in Yemen today, as the coalition airstrikes hit the capital city's airport as well on the 45th day of fighting against the Houthi rebels. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have announced a May 12th start date for a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in the campaign against the advancing Houthis. The conflict has left thousands of people, of Yemeni people, in need of basic supplies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging the Houthi rebels, which are allied with former President Ali Abdul Salah, to accept the pause. On Friday, more than 1,000 people took the streets in Tehran denouncing the Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen, some chanting anti-American slogans as well. The World Health Organization has officially declared Liberia free of the Ebola virus. This after Liberia reported no new cases for 42 days, which is double the incubation period for the deadly disease. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf told the Associated Press Saturday the damage was a scar on the conscience of the world. This is VOA News. Burundians are voting with their feet as pre-election violence in the country escalates. The UN Refugee Agency reports some 50,000 people have fled in fear to neighboring countries during the last several weeks, and the flow is now increasing. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Neighboring Tanzania not only has played host to many of these refugees, but is also sheltering large numbers of Burundians who had fled violence in 1972. UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says in recent years, Tanzania has offered citizenship to some 200,000 of these refugees and their descendants. He says this is the largest refugee integration program ever enacted by a host country.
Since the eruption of pre-election violence in mid-April, however, there have been alarming signs that this progress is being undone. Over the last weeks, more than 50,000 Burundians have fled to Rwanda, Tanzania, and Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Edwards says a majority of the refugees are women and children, including a large number of unaccompanied children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Russia staged a massive military parade in Moscow's Red Square today, commemorating the 70th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day. The day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II. The Russian President Vladimir Putin thanked Russia's main World War II allies, the U.S., Britain, and France, for helping defeat the Nazis, but leaders of those countries stayed away. Russia's ties with the West are at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. China's President Xi Jinping was the most prominent world leader to attend the ceremony in the Russian capital. On Friday, most of Europe and the U.S. celebrated the anniversary of the end of the war, with President Obama paying tribute in his weekly address.
We will be forever grateful for what these remarkable men and women did, for the selfless grace they showed in one of our darkest hours. But as we mark the 70th anniversary, let's not simply commemorate history. Let's rededicate ourselves to the freedoms for which they fought.
And coming up tomorrow, Britain's Queen Elizabeth will attend a VE Thanksgiving at Westminster Abbey. I believe she lived through it. The southeast U.S. coast is bracing for heavy rain today, with Tropical Storm Anna, the first named storm of the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season, heading for North and South Carolina. The Miami-based National Hurricane Center predicts Anna will be very near the coast of the two states by tomorrow morning. Forecasters warn beachgoers the storm could bring dangerous rip currents and is advising people to stay out of the water. Tropical storm warnings are in place from South Santee River in South Carolina to Cape Lookout in North Carolina. Keep an eye out. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news.